하나님이 그에게 내려주는 took up the eagle and took the size of the victim. And eventually brought help and salvation to the victim and punished the victimizers, those who were doing the evil.
Right.
You read these stories? Now, I have no prophet, I have no special man. If I'm special, it's because I've been a good student and I've tried to be a good follower. That's the only way I'm special. But I say to you now, as I said to you when I was minister, long time of King Muhammad, preaching at 53, 35 Greenwood, and preaching in Philadelphia, and other places, from all the way down from Haiti to Rome, I say to you as I said to you then, I know we are special, and I know what we have experienced as a people, and what we will continue to experience as a people, is no different from what other people that God sent to and rescue may experience. We are experiencing God in our life. We are experiencing God being in charge of our life. We are experiencing God making the way for our life. And we are experiencing it just as clear and just as strong as any other people of the prophets experiences.
That's right.
It's not an individual in this time that has lifted up, this is my God, has lifted up and made the star in heaven. It's a collective group. It's a whole people that have been connected by God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And he's lifting a whole people up as a sign of his great presence that he is still God, the Almighty, and in charge of human affairs. That's the sign, brother. That's a sign. And I can quote you scriptures that I don't know what I'm saying. I can quote Muhammad the Prophet to get to the quote of what I'm saying. Wherever there seems to be a coming. Don't think God will stop working in the life of human beings. Any good, sincere believer in God that has remained sincere over the years of their struggles, as the people say, trials and tribulations, you've remained sincere to your God. You can't tell him because I know God has made his presence known to you in your life. Now, if God will make his presence known to us individually, in our lives, we know he's present in our lives. We know it happens because he wanted it to happen. And we suffer. And we still remain at peace inside. We suffer and we still remain blessed in our hearts. Because we are so convinced that my God knows my suffering and he loves me. So I need to experience this as death is to come behind me. We have such strong faith that no matter how bad times get, the suffering, out of your custom, finish your faith. And you can have a love and faith from drugs or something. And you bet. You don't have a problem with that. You keep smiling. Maybe the same spirit. Go in with him. Go in the room. Start getting or something like that. in the reigning name of the so happy that the Son has been there. And you know he's fallen dead. It's for death. There's God's presence in your life. If God will be present like that in the life of us individually, if a whole people is taken out of their original life or separated from what God intended to be their life, their original life is what he wants for all of us. That means an original human innocence. That original beauty of the human being, that innocence, that love, that tenderness, that new kind of a new baby. Huh? And then it's like what people, whole people think it's from that, uprooted from that culture. It's out of their human nature. That God continues in. But they still believe there's a God.
Right.
And they believe there's a God of law and justice.
Yeah.
Maybe the world has changed their belief. But what believe in God? And they see the microphone, be it cut still, oh, be it cut still. And they see he's eating there, he's in the microphone. Yeah, he's in the microphone. Still, he's in the Now, they call God the microphone. Do you think they're going to answer or not? They will get an answer. Because they believe that still in their heart, right, that they need for God. And they don't know
the right God.
They don't know how to see God. They don't know how to define God. Or have God in their mind.
Okay.
They don't know. All they know is that they were told that they need for God. So they call on right to them. God is going to answer them. See, God is not small like we are.
Somebody is dying and crying and suffering and calling on you. You need to call me.
Joseph, a feeling, Dr. Bill.
Oh, my name is Jack.
God is not that. God knows who knows who's called, and God knows whether he's called him or not. And I don't care if it's a Bill, Ryan, Mr. Farrar, Elijah Muhammad, they can say Jesus Christ, they can say whatever they want to say. God knows who's called and who they call the prophet. God is not going to put them back because you are unaware, unknowing, or ignorant.
That's the God that I love. That's the God that I come to know.
So here, whole people, in slavery, they don't know where it came from. Men and children came from Islamic life, Muslim parents,
talking about slaves. They were going to be in Africa.
All he knows is that the people that we have come now, they say God is Jesus Christ.
Right. Say, oh, Lord Jesus, please come. I read a story in a little book by a German friend. I believe he's a German. And in part of the book, when the people walked in the darkness, of seeing life.
Yes, sir.
A belief taken from Christianity or from the church. And he records in this book that there was a slave back in slavery, the days of our enslavement. Her name is Julia. And he said, this Julia said to her bosses, that she was obviously not pleased to go along with their business. And she said, you all look like God in the face, but act like the devil in your heart.
Now, what was her reference for God? Her reference for God came from him. So that's why she said, you all look like God in the face. She had seen the pictures of Jesus Christ, right now. It looks just like that. So she was saying, you all look like God in the face, and you look like Jesus. It's Jesus, he's the God. You look like Jesus in the face, so you act like the devil in your heart. If you can accept what I'm telling you now, you will go around with this big burden on your mind. You can be free. Why don't you continue to talk to yourself? Try to think that some picture that you have in your mind is gone. And have the problem getting the good benefit from a man like me. Because I don't approve of that picture you have in your mind. Why keep forcing yourself? God is bigger than pictures.
That's right.
God is not a picture.
That's right.
God is the reality behind all pictures. Originally, that's what the people know. That's a book. And I read that book. Of God made no image. Neither in the heaven or in the earth. That's what it was called. Because we know they made English. It is a lot of people have left. I want to complete this. I'll stop. Actually, this really occasion to testify. And you know, we can stop testifying any time the Spirit says. Finish it. You just stop where I know you can your testimony. God says to us, all you who believe. That's how you know from you know this language. Who?
Yeah, you have to be an answer.
Who and merciful? Well, at least whom God. Oh, you who believe. Save your own self and your family from the hellfire.
Or from the fires of sin.
Now, everything
only those who trust me follow what I say and accept me. Here you go.
This, whatever you have in your mind, it must have a reference in scriptures that came before.
Right.
All you who believe, save yourself. Mm-hmm.
It didn't say call on a savior.
All right.
And your family.
From hellfire. Or from fire. I understand.
In the Bible, it is said that Christ Jesus was responsible for someone being saved. But look what he said to that person. Mm-hmm. He said, go on.
Meaning you're free now from your problem.
Your faith has saved you.
Right.
That's what he said.
Right.
Your faith has saved you. He didn't say any great magic power from him, did he? The magic power was in their own soul. The magic power is the power of that soul to be innocent and want to be one. and to love her, God, and love his God.
Yeah. That was coming from that from Jesus Christ. Peace be upon him. And that your faith has saved you.
So if my faith saves me, then there's something in me that is the cause of me having salvation.
Yeah.
Right. No soul can have salvation until change comes
right.
in the heart.
Right.
When change comes in the heart, the right change, then you have salvation.
Right.
It is carnal. God says, well, you will have no change for them until you have a change in your own heart or in your own soul. That God will not change the state of people until they change what is bothering their own heart or soul. That you value him. That you value him long enough that man, you value him long. Man, be less than him, huh? I'm not paying the phone line. No, you value him long. Let his holiness. God will not change what is bothering your people. How shall you value that be and who be him? Until they change for the body in their own soul. Or your own conscience. But your deep conscience. This and who be is a deep conscience. Meaning that conscience that's deep in that. Not the shallow one. Not the one that's dealing with these matters all the time, these petty things. But it's the one that is deep. Like when something hits you real hard. You go deep, you feel it deep.
Right.
You feel it in the depth. Well, we stretch that out for our conscience that we don't want to hear it. But the soul records everything.
Yeah.
You can't stretch that out of the soul. You can shut it out of here. But it goes deep down in here.
Yeah.
And it stays there. And the right thing happens, brings it up. Brings it up.
Well, you know, when we're doing these things against our own good future, against our own life, something down in here lets us know it's our heart. It will make you uncomfortable at heart. It will remind you. Not the way.
Right.
Not right. You know. And we stretch our arms out and keep busy, stay busy, but every now and then,
yeah.
When you're not so busy, it'll make it present to you. Well, that's what God means. You have to have a change. You have to have a change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
A change of heart that comes from something deep in you.
Yes.
Your good inclination. That you want to shed out. And if you have a change like that, God comes into your life.
That's the same as having an honest repentance. An honest repentance.
Then God comes into our heart. We as a people, we're not the same that we used to be.
Right.
We used to have as our most important interest, and I mean the leaders kept us aware of this, church leaders, all our leaders, they kept us aware of the most important interest. We used to have as our main interest the improvement of our race. The improvement of our race. Progress for the whole. Progress from this bad time and bad circumstances into better times and better circumstances
so that we have a better life too. That was the main interest in the hearts and minds of our people. But after the 60s, their baby is gone, the law is killed. This position of governance changes. More power working on our side. We started to celebrate the other time. And got so caught up in the celebration of better time. Parties, dances, making money, fun, having fun. Got caught up in that and forgot the main thing. Became very selfish, small minded, and very selfish. So the race of joy with us has taken ourselves out of the promised land. Or off the road to the promised land. But there are a few faithful ones still in religion, still in Christianity, still in Islam. But then, like the Christians lost the majority of their living ones, we have lost the majority of our living ones. You're not the walking dead. Yes! We only have a few. Just have a few. You know this, that. We just have a few. That is still gone, still know that this that is happening to us to bring us down and then lift us up is God's doing. I remember seeing a picture when I was a boy. Later in my studies, I ran across the same picture as a man. It was a newspaper picture. And I saw the picture in a book later. And the picture is a picture of a slave on the slave ship. And he's sitting bound and chained about the cage. Chained about the head. Now, all the chains be on the head of the slave. Why would such a captain be in a newspaper? A slave is chained about his head. He can't run with his head. Chains won't be about his feet. Not with his feet. He can't hit anybody or work on the opening the lock with his head. Except his feet. So the chains on his hand. On his arm. His hands are chained. His ass arm. And his feet are shackled. His legs are shackled. But now we are chained to our head for this second. We have raised him, and the change that we really going to have on him. I'm not going to be the change on his physical mind. It's going to be the change on his mind. We're going to put his mind on the lock. That's what the vision says. Now the vision had to come from one of the bad doers. The picture could have come from under the picture was among them. Yeah. And just wanted to show what they're doing to us. Yeah. They look, the worst thing they're doing is not bringing these people physically and putting them physically into bondage. But the worst thing they're doing is bringing those people to America to put chains on their minds, to enslave their minds, so that they won't be able to do anything for themselves. To serve us, once we get the chains off their feet and off their head, our hands will be off their head. We can speak that body, but they will still be tied up in slavery by us. And that's what we are. You don't see your own truth. if you don't cherish your own identity, and if you don't understand that identity to be given to you by God, and you don't know how to change your identity back to its source, and know that your identity is not your physical picture, but your identity is your human quality that makes you a true man and a true woman, a true person, and situates you to make progress in the real world. It lifts you up above the ape. It lifts you up above the beasts of the forest. It lifts you up above other human beings who live like animals but are not conscious of their own creation. If you're not in that, you are still a slave.
Yes.
The real faith enslavement is in faith in the mind.
Right.
And Mr. Farrar, how did he identify this problem? As the mentally dead. Mentally dead.
That's right.
And he spoke of what his work that he was doing. And the work to resurrect a brand new life to the midst of the day.
This work is not finished.
Mm-hmm.
Long will we finish.
Right.
We who know the light. Know the difference between the mentally dead and the living. We are responsible, as for our sin. What is the duty of a civilized man? To keep salvation to the uncivilized.
Right.
So we are not true.
They all swallowed the door. And did away with everything. That's your way of hiding from your responsibility and justifying your bad, unintelligent, and unwholesome, non-wholesome behavior. That's how you justify. Shame on you. That's not going to help you a bit. Yes, I want to see all of us free, but not free to spoil our lives, free to do more good for our lives, and be responsible, I said, except for responsibility ourselves for our lives. The same thing you've done with the freedom that I'm responsible for opening up to the followers of our Lord. It's what the Baptist one did when the freedom came to them with the emancipation from me. Freedom came to them, it was free to talk. Free to spend every weekend. Working, making all the money, spending on drinking. Yeah. So, because they said, well, you know what? Abraham Lincoln, he did this. He told us, nothing matters now. Everything's about to do what we want to do. We're free. Freedom for human beings is never the freedom, the limited freedom that you give an animal. That you have on a leash. Or that we have locked up in a doghouse. Or a pigeon or a bird in a cage. When you free him for physical movement. But when you free a human being, you free that human being for mental movement. Mental movement. So when you were free, that's the time for you to do more things. And to do more planning for your own future. It ain't time for you to say I'm free. Now you won't give me 90 days if I'm caught. Make a visit. Or if I'm caught at a party. As a dance or something. Or going to a movie. You have to get time to do those things. I'm free now. I'm going to the movie. Go to the party. I can smoke while I'm waiting. I'm not going to be today. I'll be here. So your freedom is the freedom of man. That's no more than the freedom of an animal. The freedom of an animal. I can eat over there. I can go over there. I can eat all this grass. I can go there.
Yeah.